السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. واتبعوا أحسن ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة وأنتم لا تشعرون. تقول نفسي يا حسرة على ما فردت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين. أو تقول لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين. أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين. بلى قد جاءتك آياتي فكذبت بها واستكبرت وكنت من الكافرين. ويوم القيامة ترى الذين كذبوا على الله وجوههم مسودة، أليس في جهنم مثوى للمتكبرين. وينجي الله الذين اتقوا بمفازتهم لا يمسهم السوء ولا هم يحزنون. الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك. سبحانك اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ذو العزة والجبروت والملكوت والكبرياء والعظمة. وأشهد أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم عبده ورسوله، صفيه وخليله، حبيبه ومصطفاه، بلغ عن الله رسالاته ونصح له في برياته، فجزاه الله خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على سيدنا رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه ومن والاه. أما بعد، dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is the duty of every Muslim person to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to comply with that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us in many verses of the Quran to obey him and his messenger Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. By obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to attain success and prosperity and be saved from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger so that you may get the benevolence, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul wa ulil amri minkum. Oh you who believe, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who are in authority. Wa ati'u Allah wa ar-rasul la'allakum turhamun. If you study keenly this verse, if you digest the meaning of this verse, you're going to realize that anyone who disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never ever going to get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obeying your Lord should be your duty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul wa la tubtilu a'malakum. O you who believe, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not nullify your deeds by disobeying Allah and his messenger salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. The Prophet salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi was one day addressing and talking to his companions, and he said, kullu ummati, everyone among my generation is going to enter paradise apart from the one who refuses entering paradise. The companions asked the Prophet salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, and who will refuse paradise? Everyone is yearning for paradise. Everyone wants to go to paradise to get the pleasure of Allah, to get the mercy of Allah, to be in eternal bliss and blessings. Who doesn't want paradise? The Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam replied and said, man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah wa man asani faqad aba. Whomsoever obeys me is going to be among the dwellers of paradise. His abode is going to be paradise. And anyone who disobeys me, then hell is going to be his abode. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. And whomsoever disobeys me, then he has refused going to paradise at his own will. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام says, مَثَلَنِي إِنَّمَا مَثَلِي وَمَثَلُ مَا بَعَثَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. My example and the example of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me with is like a man who came to a group of people. He said to them, I have seen the enemy forces with my naked eyes. An invasion is coming to your side. I have seen the soldiers of the enemy with my naked eyes. So save yourselves. فَالنَّجَاةَ النَّجَاةَ. Save yourselves. Save yourselves. The Prophet ﷺ says, and then they are divided into two groups. A group obeys the man, and they go by night, slowly and stealthily, and they are saved. The second group does not believe the man. They think he is lying, and thus the enemy gets hold of them and destroys them in the morning. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling to tell us that he has done all he could to warn us against the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to warn us against the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whomsoever listens to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then he is going to be saved from the punishment and the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whomsoever disobeys the Prophet salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, then Jahannam is going to be his final dwelling place. Why do we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not perform the duties which have been prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are obeying shaitan. We are obeying Iblis, who is an open enemy for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us against treading the path of shaitan. He says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitani innahu lakum aduwwu mubin. All you who believe, enter Islam holy. Do not enter Islam partially. Have an Islamic lifestyle in every aspect of your life. ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. And do not follow the footsteps of شيطان. Why? إنه لكم عدو مبين. شيطان is a plain enemy for you. He is an open enemy for you. Do not follow him. For following shaitan will make you to be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk to the mankind, those who have followed the footsteps of shaitan, and he will tell them, أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ. Did I not command you, O mankind? Did I not command you never to worship shaitan? He is an open enemy for you. And worship me. وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي. Didn't I tell you and ask you to worship me? That is the straight path. وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطُ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Have you not seen that shaitan has misled? He led astray a multitude of people before you. He has misled generations and societies before you. Didn't you then think? Didn't you then reason when you were following shaitan? يا أيها الناس كلوا مما في الأرض حلالا طيبا ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين إنما يأمركم بالسوء والفحشاء وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. Oh mankind, eat from the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's on the earth, the good and the lawful provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Another clear warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not follow the footsteps of shaitan, for he is a clear rival and foe for you, a clear enemy. What does he order? The ones who follow him. إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِسُوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ. Shaitan will only order you to do evil deeds, to do fahsha, sinful acts. That is his job. إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِسُوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So do not follow shaitan. Be aware. Be attentive. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be dutiful to your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Comply with that which has come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And keep away from the path of shaitan. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ إِذَا أَصْبَحَ بَثَّ جُرُهُدَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. When the morning looms, Iblis will send out all his troops so that they may come and mislead the mankind of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has vowed in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see to it that we are burnt in hellfire. He doesn't want success and achievements for anyone among the children of Adam alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salatu wassalam. By obeying shaitan, you are sinning. What you are doing is nothing but sins, because that is only what comes from obeying Iblis. And what do you earn by sinning? Have you ever asked yourself, do you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you do sins? Do you earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by sinning? Do you go nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by sinning? Who has sinned and attained success in this world? No one. Each and every person who sinned and went against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, went against each and everything that was ordained and commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the final result was destruction for him. That was the final result. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ بَطْشًا فَنَقَّبُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ هَلْ مِنْ مَحِيسٍ. Do they not see how many a number of generations we destroyed before them? Who was more stronger than them? When the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, they ran to the earth and they seek refuge in the earth. But who can save them from the destruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, talking about the people of Fir'aun, فَلَمَّا آسَفُونَ انْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ سَلَفًا وَمَثَلًا لِلْآخِرِينَ. When they angered us, we destroyed them all. فَلَمَّا آسَفُونَ انْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. When they angered us, we punished them all. We destroyed them all by drowning them in the sea. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ سَلَفًا وَمَثَلًا لِلْآخِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we made them a precedent, a lesson to those who will sin, and an example to the later generations who are going to go against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are going to be rebellious instead of being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the people of Ad, the people of Thamud. We hear about their stories. We read about their stories in the Quran. We hear about their stories in the traditions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Islam. What happened to them? They were destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the cause of their destruction? They were rebellious. They were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were sinners. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demolished them all. An annihilation which left none of them came to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَادًا وَثَمُودَ وَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ مِنْ مَسَاكِنِهِمْ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَكَانُوا مُسْتَبْصِرِينَ وَقَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا كَانُوا سَابِقِينَ فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. The people of Aad and the people of Thamud, it is clear and apparent to you the destruction that befall on them from the ruins of their dwelling places. Shaytan made them deviate from the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he made their bad deeds fair seeming to them, good looking to them. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَأَعْمَالَهُمْ فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَكَانُوا مُسْتَبْصِرِينَ. They were intelligent. They were not ignorant. They were knowledgeable. They knew that what they are doing is not the right thing. But Shaytan continued misleading them, and they continued following the path of Shaytan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, same thing happened to Qarun, Fir'aun, and Haman. They could not outstrip us. وَمَا كَانُوا سَابِقِينَ. They could not outstrip or escape from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They could not dodge the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. Each and every one of them was punished because of their own sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not transgress on anyone. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. They were destroyed because of their sins and nothing more than their sins. What do you get by sinning? What do you earn by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why are we adamant and hell-bent on disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why are we obstinate on our sins? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the person who sins and is still persistent in his sins and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the people of Nuh. The Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu salam says, إِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ يَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي أَذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. Whenever I called unto them so that you may forgive them, O Allah, they thrusted their fingers into the ears and covered up themselves with their garments and clothes. They never listened to the message of Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu salam. وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. And they were persistent in sinning. And they magnified themselves with pride and arrogance on the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that didn't save them from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think and use your common sense. You know the reality is that by sinning, you're going to be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether in this world or in akhirah. The ones who sin in the day of judgment, they will be in a lot of sorrow and grief. They are going to ask for another chance to come back to this world so that they may rectify the mistakes they did, but that will never happen. They were given a chance and they wasted their chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give them another opportunity. ولو ترى إذ المجرمون ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فارجعنا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون. And remember the day, O Prophet of Allah, when you will see the mujrimun, the sinners, the criminals, the polytheists, when they will hang their heads in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nakisu ru'usihim 'inda rabbihim. They will hang their heads in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in shame and humiliation. And they will ask for only one thing. That is, O Allah, we now hear, we now see everything. We have believed with certainty. Please make us return to the world so that we may do good deeds. They never did good deeds when they were in the world. Neglected salah, disobedient to parents, eating haram, backbiting Muslims, lying, doing a lot of silly things when they were in this world. Now when they are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are asking for a chance to go back to the world so that they may correct the mistakes they did, but that will not be granted to them. That is their sole wish, but they will not get that. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فقالوا يا ليتنا نرد ولو ترى إذ وقفوا على النار فقالوا يا ليتنا نرد ولا نكذب بآيات ربنا ولو ترى إذ وقفوا على النار فقالوا يا ليتنا نرد ولا نكذب بآيات ربنا ونكون من المؤمنين. Remember the day you will see when the criminals will stand on the banks of hellfire. What is their wish on that day? فقالوا يا ليتنا نرد. We wish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could take us back to the world so that we could be among the believers, among the sincere and the honest servants and the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they will see the hellfire in front of them, Allah describes their situation in Surah Al-Shu'ara. وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ هَلْ يَنْصُرُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ فَكُبْكِبُوا فِيهَا هُمْ وَالْغَاوُونَ وَجُنُودُ إِبْلِيسَ أَجْمَعُونَ قَالُوا وَهُمْ فِيهَا يَخْتَصِمُونَ الله إن كنا لفي ضلال مبين إن نسويكم برب العالمين ما أضلنا إلا المجرمون فما لنا من شافعين ولا صديق حميم فلو أن لنا كرة فنكون من المؤمنين. When they will see the hellfire in front of them with their own naked eyes, they will regret that day and they will show a lot of remorse. They will say, we have no intercessors today. No one will intercede for us today. And we don't have a close friend who can save us from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is their wish? فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. If you could get one chance, only one chance, to go back to dunya, so that we may rectify and correct our mistakes, so that we may obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that is not going to happen. They will face the deeds, the rewards of their deeds. That is the day of recompense. The day everyone will be rewarded according to his deeds. When we are sinning, do we forget that there are angels who are in charge of us, recording each and every word and each and every deed of us? وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. In charge of you are angels who are recording each and everything. Each person has his own record, file and registry, which he will read for himself the day of judgment when he will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Little do the sinners forget that their body parts are going to testify against them. Their body parts are going to be witnesses against them. Their hands with which they used to touch haram, Their ears with which they used to listen music and all those haram things. Their eyes with which they used to watch a lot of dirty things. All these body parts are going to testify against them. Hatta idha ma ja'uha shahida alayhim sam'uhum wa absaruhum wa juluduhum bima kanu ya'malun. When they come that day, shahida alayhim sam'uhum, their ears, wa absaruhum, their eyes, wa juluduhum, their skins will testify against them. Yawma tashhadu alayhim alsinatuhum wa aydihim wa arjuluhum bima kanu ya'malun. Remember the day when your tongues, your legs, your hands will stand as witnesses against you. You cannot say they are lying because they were your instruments in doing haram. You cannot say they are lying. Their witness is foolproof witness. And you will have nothing to say that day but ask for a chance to come back to the dunya so that you may rectify and correct the mistakes you did. But that's not going to happen. That will never happen. You wasted your time, you lost your chance. Face the rewards of your deeds, you and you alone. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we should not belittle any sin. All sins cause devastating disasters. All sins destroy. Do not belittle any sin. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, Iyakum muhakkarati dhunub. I warn you against the sins which you demean, which you say this is just nothing but a small sin. When they accumulate, when they gather together, they are going to destroy you for sure. Do not belittle any sins. By sinning, you are going far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And humiliation, debasement will be your reward. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَجُعِلَ الذُّلُّ وَالصَّغَارُ عَلَى مَنْ خَلَفَ أَمْرِي. Humiliation and debasement is in store for anyone who goes against my commands. أو كما قال صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. By sinning, your hearts are going to be sealed and you are not going to get any khair, any good thing. Yours is just to do vices and keep away from virtues. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. What they used to do, the evil deeds they used to do, have covered their hearts, and their hearts do not get anything good. All that they indulge in is evil things. All they do is earning the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what's the solution? If we have done a lot of sins, we know those sins, we are not neglecting them, we are not refusing them, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repentance saves. It will save you from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Return to your Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon each and every one of us to relent, to atone, repent for his sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. All you who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Return to your Lord. Make reparations for the bad things you did. Repair each and everything that you have destroyed. توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. Oh you who believe, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sincere repentance and returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. Whomsoever does not repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person is nothing but a ظالم. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. Among the verses we read in the opening, no matter how many your sins are, how huge and enormous sins you have committed, do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is oft forgiving, most merciful, tawwabun rahim. He calls upon his servants and he says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Say to them, O Prophet of Allah, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, O the servants of Allah who have transgressed on themselves and have done variety of sins, do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair and lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's teaching in time saves nine. Before the time gets over, you have, it is today or never. Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submit to your Lord. من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. Before the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes, and no one will be of any help to you. We don't know when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to strike. It might come in the night. It might come in the morning. It might be in the evening. It might be today. It might be tomorrow. We never know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ أَوْ أَبِدَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أن يأتيهم بأسنا ضحى وهم يلعبون أفأمنوا مكر الله أفأمنوا مكر الله ما منا مكرك فأمنوا مكر الله فلا يأمن مكر الله إلا القوم الخاسرون. Do the people who are in the towns feel secure that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might befall them during the night when they are fast asleep, or it might come during the day when they're just playing and busy with their worldly life? فأمنوا مكر الله فلا يأمن مكر الله إلا القوم الخاسرون. Have they felt secure of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are still committing sins? Anyone who feels secure from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he's still sinning, then that one is a loser. For the losing people are the only ones who feel secure of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You never know when it might come. You never know what kind of punishment is going to be. Is it going to be a devastating wind, a destroying earthquake? We never know what the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be. Then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent to Him before the punishment strikes. من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة وأنتم لا تشعرون. Have the glad tidings. Listen to this good news. The angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have been praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They supplicate to Allah. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept repentance and to forgive those who turn to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ سَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدُ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Those who bear the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who surround them, they praise, they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises. And then they say, oh Allah, you comprehend everything in mercy and knowledge. Forgive and accept repentance from those who repent and turn back to you. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Oh Allah, forgive those who turn to you. Those who repent to you, forgive them. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. Forgive those who repent to you and have followed your path and save them from the blazing fire of Jahannam. May Allah save us all from that fire. وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ and save them from the blazing fire of Jahannam. وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Save them, O Allah, as well from the punishment of the sins they have committed, knowingly or unknowingly, because they have turned back to you. وَمِنْ تَقِ السَّيِّئَاتُ يَوْمَئِنِ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَهُ. Whomsoever you save from the punishment of his sins that day, you have received him in mercy, kindness and benevolence. ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. And that is the greatest success a person may attain, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says in a hadith narrated by Muslim, يا أيها الناس توبوا إلى الله. All mankind, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For I, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, look at what he is saying. For I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times every day. The most beloved of mankind. All his sins are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And still he is repenting and turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times a day. In another narration, he says, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, repent to Allah, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness more than 70 times a day. That is Rasulullah, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. How about me and you? The Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam says, hadith narrated by Muslim, in hadith Abi Hurairah, man taba qabla an taqlu ash-shamsu min maghribiha, taba Allahu alayhi. Whomsoever turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repents to Allah before the sun rises from the west, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept his tawbah. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We disobey him. We turn away from him. We are running away from the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he is forgiving us with warm, welcoming hands. And he has opened all the doors for repentance, for turning back to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever your sins are, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says in a hadith narrated by Sahih Muslim hadith Abi Musa, he says, salatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, among the generations before you was a man who claimed 99 lives. And he asked the people, if there is a man who knows the religion, whom he can go and ask whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his repentance if he turns back to Allah. Then they told him, go to so and so. He was a man who used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but never had any knowledge of the religion. He asked him, I have killed 99 lives. Will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept my repentance? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept your repentance. He killed the man to complete the number. He has killed 100 lives. Then he asked if there is any other person whom he can ask the same question. They pointed out to a man. He went to him. This second man was knowledgeable. He asked him, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept my repentance because I have claimed and killed 100 lives. He said, and what is going to be a barrier between you and tawbah? What's going to be a barrier between you and tawbah? What can prevent you from tawbah? Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will surely forgive you. But my advice is, you leave this town in which you have committed all these sins and evil deeds. Go to another town, start a new life, a fresh life, and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On his way, the man died. Then the angels of Jahannam came to take him to hell, and the angels of paradise of Jannah came to take him to hell as well. They argued on the dead body of the man. We will take him to hell. No, we will take him to paradise. He has killed 100 lives. No, he was about to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel to be a judge between the two groups. The judgment was, measure the distance. If he was nearer to the city in which he committed the sins, then take him to Jahannam. But if he was nearer to the city in which he wanted to repent, then take him to Jannah. When the measurement was done, it was found that he was closer to the city in which he wanted to repent. He was taken to paradise. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just by having the intention of turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah forgive the man whatever his sins were. Killed 100 lives, but he had sincere tawbah. We all have to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are barred from that by the comfort of deceit, by these worldly beauties and pleasures, and we forget the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn back to Allah, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely forgive you. The last message which I send to myself and to each and everyone who has joined me in this blessed place today is, always remember the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you hear a talk, try implementing that's the subject of the talk. Like today we talked about tawbah. Implement tawbah in your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. The ones who listen to the talk and then they follow the best part of the speech, those ones are the wise, and they are the ones who are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Implement each and every good deed you hear, and you are going to attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and succeed a great deal. With that, I conclude my talk. Whatever I have said right is not because of my knowledge, but by the guidance and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I thank him for that. And whatever I have said wrong is from myself and shaitan, and Allah and his messenger are far away from it. I ask Allah's forgiveness, astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh, and I apologize to the beautiful and the honorable gathering. Jazakumullahu khairan, and thank you for following. Wa dumtum fi riayatillah.